makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. Running back Chris Brown missed a third straight day of practice with a sore back. The Texans plan to work out free agent running backs tomorrow. We'll hear about that from head coach Gary Kubiak. Also, tackle Eric Winston talked about why the Astros might be interested in him. First, remember you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliance Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Chris Brown got a shot this morning to help his sore back. He spent the day resting, according to head coach Gary Kubiak.
You know, Chris had the injection. He came back here. He rested here for a couple hours. Then they sent him home to rest. He was back at the 2:15 meeting today. And, you know, we'll see. I don't think you'll see him on the field in the morning. But the shot went well, and we'll see how he comes out of it.
Kubiak doesn't want the team's four backs to get worn down, so the team will work out some free agents tomorrow morning. That list includes Mike Bell, who played in Denver for the last 2 years.
We're concerned. We're concerned about having just those four kids right now and running them, too hard. But we'll see. We're going to work out a group of guys tomorrow, including Bell, and we have to make a decision. But I would like to have another pair of legs. We'll see.
At the Texans Home Run Derby this summer, Eric Woodson couldn't stop hitting long bombs. That led members of the media to ask him if he was going to be a prospect for the Astros before the trade deadline. Here's what Winston had to say.
I got a couple calls. Yankees, Red Sox looking for a left-handed bat in the lineup, so we'll see what happens. I think if you saw me out there against 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, I think I'd be diving out of there with the rest of them.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.